Most spring graduations are canceled this year. That's thanks to the coronavirus pandemic. This year's graduates won't be able to celebrate with their classmates or hear their name as they walk across the stage. But a few groups and institutions are organizing virtual ceremonies for the class of 2020. Tanaya Dyer is a senior at Shades Valley High School in Irondale. Like tons of thousands of students, she's finishing her courses from home. Aside from the online schoolwork, Dyer is also trying to cope with the fact that her senior year isn't ending as planned.
I was upset because our prom got canceled and graduation and awards day, senior breakfast, all of that is all canceled.
Whether it's high school or college, graduation day is a big deal. You're celebrated for your hard work and everything you've accomplished. With social distancing measures and other restrictions in place, Dyer thought she wouldn't be recognized, but she was wrong.
It is now my privilege to present to you the class of 2020.
That's Birmingham Mayor Randall Woodfin speaking at a virtual graduation put on by Ignite Alabama, an organization that supports minority women in business. During the online celebration, Woodfin acknowledged graduates' willingness to adapt as their senior year was disrupted by COVID-19.
Life teaches us how to pivot, and you have been champions on how to do that this year.
Woodfin, U.S. Senator Doug Jones, and a few celebrities participated in Sunday's virtual event, which was offered on Ignite Alabama's social media platforms and streamed on its website. Jefferson County Commissioner Sheila Tyson is the board president for Ignite Alabama. She says the organization stepped in after hearing from a few graduates who were upset about the cancellation of senior activities.
There will never be a replacement for the graduation and the prom, but it's something to keep their mind focused on what's ahead.
More than 400 high school and college graduates participated in the virtual graduation. Their names were listed during the online event, and their photos were posted on Ignite Alabama's Facebook page. About a dozen of them received cash prizes, laptops, and other electronics from the event's sponsors. According to the organization, nearly 17,000 people viewed the celebration. A couple colleges are planning similar events. The University of Alabama at Birmingham and Alabama State University will have virtual commencement celebrations this weekend. Pam Benoit is UAB's provost. She says it was important for the university to recognize this year's graduates.
We wanted to celebrate with them, so we put together a virtual commencement. There are ceremonies that will air on UAB's YouTube, Facebook, and IGTV channels.
Benoit says the online event will include recordings from student leaders, deans, and the university's president. She says graduates have also sent in short videos that will be interspersed throughout the virtual commencement.
We've tried to, in a virtual setting, create the celebratory atmosphere of a commencement, even though we can't be there and do it in person.
Sure, graduation looks a lot different this year, but Benoit says the class of 2020 will be remembered for their resilience during an unforeseen national crisis. For some, that's just enough motivation to prepare for life's next chapter. Janae Pierre, WBHM.